Listening to A Shot in the Arm on BFF.FM.
Jones.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. You're tuned in to A Shot in the Arm on this Sunday morning. I'm your host, Dan. We'll be here for the next hour. After a kind of a long break, I was out the past 2 weeks. A couple Sundays ago, I know you were treated to an extra long edition of The Hangover Cure with Dan Carew. Hope you enjoyed that. I want to thank him for filling in for me. And last Sunday, you heard a rerun. You might not have even known it was a rerun, in which case, well, I shouldn't be tipping you off. We started things off there with a favorite from The Clientele. That's off their Suburban Light LP. That was coming off the vinyl reissue that came out on Merge Records last year. The Clientele actually working on a new album right now. They recently put out a best of, also on the Merge label, called Alone and Unreal. As a rabid Clientele fan, I'm sort of pretending that that best of doesn't exist, because I think it's entirely insufficient in terms of covering the best of their catalog. I mean, it's just a 10 song single LP. You really can't cover it with such a limited running time. And also, any Clientele best of that doesn't include the song Lamplight, I'm just not going to pay any attention to. But I guess if you're not familiar with that band at all, it might be a good place to start. But I don't know. But anyway, I did read that they are going to be reissuing all of their previous vinyl releases on their UK label, Pointy. And that includes Strange Geometry, which up until recently has been pretty hard to find, as well as The Violet Hour, which has been even harder to find. So that's pretty good news. I'm still hunting down an original copy of The Violet Hour, and I'm not going to stop until I have one, but at least I can get something in the meantime. But moving on, we have more music to play. I've got something new right now that I'm super excited about. The band Here We Go Magic out of New York. They have a new record coming out this coming Friday, the 16th of October. Is that Friday? I can't even keep up anymore, because it seems like records come out on Fridays now. Yeah, that's a Friday. It's this coming Friday. And they're going to be live at the Independent here in town on November 10th. I highly recommend you attend that show, because those guys absolutely kill it live. So it's Here We Go Magic on BFF.FM. Shot in the Arm.
should wonder sometimes about sound and vision.
FM.
That's pinned back here on BFF.FM with definitely one of their best songs, I feel safe saying. Loro from the Loro single, also from their self-titled debut album. Rob Crow of Pinback kind of shocked a bunch of us months ago when he announced he would be essentially retiring from music, but in recent months or weeks, he's sort of backed away from that statement. I think it was kind of an impulsive post he made on Facebook. He was feeling frustrated with the state of music and also his maybe his inability to both raise a family and be a prolific as hell musician. But anyway, he's working on a new record right now, and I think he's essentially said that he retracts his previous statement about retirement. He's definitely going to tour on the new record, whatever that may be. I don't think we know yet if it's a Pinback album or if it's a Rob Crow solo record. Maybe it's a Goblin Cock album. Maybe it's all three. Either way, glad to hear he's not disappearing forever. Before Pinback, we heard Field Music, one of my favorite bands out of the UK, from their Plum record. That was their most recent proper full-length, although it came out a few years ago, so hopefully we'll hear more Field Music in the near future. You heard the track Choosing Sides. We also heard from Sea and Cake in there with their David Bowie cover, Sound and Vision, and started off that set with the fantastic track Stella from the new Here We Go Magic album. The record is called Be Small. It's coming out this Friday, the 16th. And they will be performing live at the Independent here in town on Tuesday, November 10th. Get your tickets for that. That's probably going to sell out. I think Here We Go Magic are a sell out the Independent caliber band for sure. Speaking of live music, there's a show coming up this Wednesday at the Hemlock featuring a band I was just turned on to by fellow DJ Nick Mirov. He hosts a show on Tuesdays called Today's Active Lifestyles. This past week, he played a track from these guys. They're from New Zealand. They're called Salad Boys, and they're coming all the way over to the Hemlock this Wednesday. Super exciting. They got a new record out now called Metal Mania. You can check that out on their Bandcamp page, saladboys.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play the track Daytime Television. You're listening to BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever.
Bye.
Oh, hey, an abrupt ending there from the Cannon Bros. That's from a brand new record that you can get over at cannonbros.bandcamp.com right now. It's called Dream City. We haven't heard anything from the Cannon Bros in quite a long time. Their last record, Firecracker Cloud Glow, was amazing, and I urge you to check that one out as well. It's been a long wait for the follow-up. It's here now. You can get it both digitally and on vinyl at their Bandcamp page. Those guys are out of Winnipeg. Caught them with Mr. Nick Mirov, who I mentioned earlier from the show Today's Active Lifestyles. We were at South by Southwest several years ago and caught them at a tiny little show, and they were amazing. So I really hope this record brings them more attention down here in the States. And I hope they do a lot more touring. Let's see, what did we hear before that? We heard from Pedro the Lion with I Am Always the One That Calls. That's from The Only Reason I Feel Secure. And we heard new stuff from Salad Boys out of New Zealand at the top of that set from their new record, Metal Mania, with a track called Daytime Television. Again, they will be at the Hemlock Tavern here in San Francisco on Wednesday. So be sure to check that out. I got a good half hour left in the program. Just a reminder, you're listening to BFF.FM, broadcasting out of San Francisco's Mission District. You can find us on Facebook at Best Frequencies and give us a like. Not a dislike, please. I don't know if the dislike button is available yet, but if it is, just ignore that and click the old thumbs up for us. You can also find us on Twitter at BFFDOTFM. You can find me on Twitter at ArmShotFM. You're listening to A Shot in the Arm. My name is Dan. I've got lots more music for you. Coming up right now, we're going to hear more new stuff. This is from local band Heart of the Whale. They're out of San Francisco, and they will be performing at Bottom of the Hill on November 10th. That's Tuesday. Also playing will be Night Jeans. So be sure to check that out. They've got a record available right now on their Bandcamp page, so head on over to heartofthewhale.bandcamp.com. It's their self-titled full-length debut. I'm going to play the track Go Tell the Devil. It's local music here on A Shot in the Arm. Thank you.
This will end. Thank you.
That's Low here on BFF.FM with the track Fear from their I Could Live in Hope record. Those guys are going to be at Great American Music Hall here in San Francisco on Wednesday, November 18th. Don't miss that one. Before that, we heard Sieros with Al Gaitis Birion. That pronunciation came to you direct from the pronunciation guide on their website. So that shit was legit. I've never tried to pronounce the title of a Sieros song before, so yeah, breaking new ground here on A Shot in the Arm. That was an acoustic version of that track from their Heim EP. You know what? I didn't go figure out the pronunciation for that album title. But go pick it up. We heard Dvachka before that with the title track from How It Ends, and Heart of the Whale, a local band out of San Francisco, started out that set with Go Tell the Devil, and they will be live at Bottom of the Hill on November 10th. And that brings me to the end of the program. Thanks for tuning in. This has been A Shot in the Arm on BFF.FM. Stay tuned for TV on the Radio with Jess and Leah. They have a very special guest today. Yes, writer, producer of the show Beverly Hills 90210. This is huge. Don't adjust your web browser dial. I'm going to leave you guys with some Matt Kivel. Thanks for tuning in. I will be back next week.
Hey kid, I'm watching. I'm watching. Hey kid. I fried till I